Hello and welcome to Starsuit, your guide to the stars. I'm Janit Gambhir and today we're talking about the constellations that make up our sky. The Milky Way as we know it has its galactic center near the constellation Capricorn, which is where we call midheaven in astrology, if we track the linear sky. And while the entire galaxy and stars can be seen as a flattened disk with several flying arms composed of stars, stardust and a halo, our Earth's sun is as if in the projections thrown off from one of those arms. In Indian astrology, it is said that the sun was born along with the seven sages of the Ursa Major. And as the eighth sun was cast out from his home to bring light into the world that we now live in. And then off that figure of the young sun, his name was called Martanda. And while his brothers were the seven sages of the Ursa Major, there have been at least two other sets of seven sage prototypes in the ancient past. Now we assume it was in this second set of seven sages in time, the set that existed before our current sky named Sun. And in that would have been the era that brought the planets into what would become essentially the Earth's guide maps through the moon. And the myths also tell us that the father of the sun was called Marichi, which corresponds to the role fulfilled by the Ursa Major star Benitznash, also called Alcaide, the star New Ursa Major. While the mother being called Aditi, the Milky Way representation of life as our galaxy. The Milky Way is otherwise often referred to as Saraswati, Surbhi or Kamdhenu, the wish fulfilling or the cow of plenty. So if we consider now, at the very beginning, a set of seven emerges and one is cast out. And like a sun's chariot, it emerges as seven and now is cast out again. This being the cosmic egg and the point of the archer being Rudra. The circle has already become the elliptic of the galaxy, for the waters of the Milky Way overflowed and the bridge of the digit has crossed the zero again. And there the sage Agaste called mana from heaven drank up the oceans. Rudra the archer, as another form of Shiva, this time born son of Brahma the charioteer Auriga, in form of the star Sirius of the constellation Canis Major, the one that anchors the bears of Ursa, Major and Minor. And dog day afternoon, the earth was beginning to form. This is where we imagine the story of the lower hemisphere of stars is created, corresponding to the Indian mythology of the sage Vishwamitra, the star Sirius, remaking the southern sky with the giants and the Asura lineage of stars. This time Martanda, what is to be our sun, is cast out, with the planets of this phenomena of bridge of color as rain falls on the earth, ad infinitum. The lion guards the earth's sun, which was the deer egg in earth begun. All animals are within his one. And the seventh day for rest, in Sanskrit, as one. And after losing his own name, Martanda would serve the role of the sun Surya and would be heaped for his own in praise many names for the immortal life he stood for and the many lives that all of the stars would live through the earth as life. Until his former life's starry brethren would all become synonymous with him. And the earth would feel truly part of the galaxy and yet to be connected to the moon as if ancestral home. And the moon, while inert like ancient memory, would live through the earth. This sun, moon and planets as a sky system corresponds to the systems of the Greeks and the story of Zeus with his gods of the olden sky. Of course, we know Zeus is a star from Pegasus, the flying horse, and is currently in Leo the lion in the sidereal and Vedic system of astrology. However, according to the tropical system, Zeus from Pegasus sits and sets upon the first degree of the constellation Virgo the angel, turned maiden in the post-Christian telling of the sky. Incidentally, the star New Ursa Major, Marici, also sits at the very start of Virgo in the current era. So then, whichever way we see it, these seven sages of the Ursa Major become pivotal to the sun-based system that would be reflected of the planets and the moon to the earth. And as such, the entire reading of the sky encircling us like a globe is set in these three turns of the seven sages across the galaxy to three levels, known as our three worlds. On a sky map, these can be read as the three dials from the North Star to the outer boundary in a sky reading. And while the fixed point of the galaxy is Dhruva Polaris in Ursa Minor, the unmoving still center in the twins of Gemini, it has moved several times in a phenomena called the precession of the stars, the true north of existence. So essentially, the seven sages, or the Ursa Major in the sky, moves around this fixed point star Dhruva Polaris. Polaris is the tip end of the tail of Ursa Minor, the little bear, never moving, as if constant in faith or prayer. And our sun, with the entire galaxy and the earth in tow, in turn moves around this set of bears in the sky. Bear with existence, bearing great and little. Now, the original galactic center being near the Archer Sagittarius, cast to the lion's heart that caught the sun's arrow, setting the spark of Aries upon the zodiac, which incidentally is called the line of the sages, the Rishi Rekha, the first three fires of the galaxy, reflected on the fire as life on earth, whence it appeared. But now we stand before and after midheaven has been bridged, the sun's planetary keepers of the stars. But once the dragon stood at the fixed point of the heavens, the star Thuban or Uttarpad, the Alpha Draco eye of the dragon. In the Indian pantheon, that was Brahma at the North Pole, when he was yet Shiva's son. This is one of Shiva's 1000 names, the 817th, the source of all actions. Uttanaha Sarvakarvanam, the fire within. Thuban in this era currently sits mid Leo in the zodiac, the 5th of 12. It is said that the stars weaved 14 times in the olden era of the seven sages, 14 manvantras or great ages passed before the sun came to be. These 14 sages existed in what was the dolphin at the North Pole, the era of the elephant's memory in man. But the sun is yet orange when there are many trees and stars that would begin life on earth. And interestingly, in the Indian pantheon, the sons of Shiva all have pivotal roles: Bhairava, Betal, Ganesha, Kartikeya, Skanda, Vishakha, the five twined to purpose, and one head of Brahma out of his five heads was cut off. The dragon made two pole ends of the moon. The path of Brahma made the inner path in man, the spinal column being called the Brahmarantra, and the vehicle swan in a song of Om, the Hamsa or Cygnus in the sky, the creator's path made in man. And so in this era, Indians salute the elephant-headed god, whose body is that of man, turned inward for understanding. And if we must tread deeper, it is Ganesha that writes the stories of the Mahabharata, recited to him by the sage Vyas, of all of his sons in their lion-hearted warriors' tales of valor. These two are all written to the stars. For Draupadi was the Indian tree, the star Zavizava, part of the three points of the world tree, of the constellation Virgo. The difference of this tropical and Vedic position in the Leo Virgo cusp is the changing of the dragon's card of the North Pole. This and the myriad stories within it are the ones told within the Mahabharata. And in within those thousand names of Shiva, the heroes would find their places as his godsons. Poetry made to Starro. And there, as Ganpati writes Vyasa's account of the Mahabharata, the Shiva name Vyasa is the 912th name of Shiva, meaning the writer of histories. And in that single act, Vyasa becomes his own greater father, something that Christianity would take on as a context in their own telling of the sky. In the Christian era, it was the ship of language that bridges the shore of Aries. In the Indian sky of mythology, that ship, constellation Argo Navi, contains the road to consciousness and the map of evolution. And the sage that drank up the oceans became another star of the constellation Cancer, of the mana from heaven, and the pilot star sage Agaste, the ship of the heavens. Tied twine the fish to the tortoise shell crab in Cancer. All the stars set to the past. And then to those 14 sages, all the animals within set to the past. There were yet two more from seed to germ to have been seen and been. And that is for the soul to find in another. This was the guardian knot of the sages, the one that twined the two fish to one another. For the sun has six brothers, as the sons of Hiranyakashyap, who would survive in the golden tortoise shell of the soul, made of the deer and the lion. And in those 6 degrees of separation, a soul's name would find the name of its son's brethren. Even languages made as if to embrace one another in meanings of sound, as if stardust made to earthen memories life. And so the golden fleece of the Argonauts, in all that was left of the cosmic egg according to the Greeks, that which was the Aries, that in our next episode, with the oaths of the giants and the horse's mind, the head of the ram, the constellation Aries. This was the earth womb made 11 times before man found its birth. And the dolphin was let loose, and the veils of Rudra were 11. Rudra, the archer, and the name whose word means cry, was Shiva's born form. The dolphin was music, empathetic resonance and the daughter. While the sons were the whales that would carry the legacy of Shiva's thousand names as knowledge, burnt or lived. The whale, the constellation Cetus. The dolphin in the sky, the six-sided diamond. And then through the names, even the ancestors would know their place in the sky. Skins of the dragon snake, like language and knowledge, made to the inner soul to see its own given name, soul to personality, bridge of the sun, of the sound in between. These two are stories of the stars and galaxies. So until next time, the Shiva name for friend is Sahai. Thank you for listening. I'm Janit Gambhir and this is Starsuit. For more information, you can check out starsuit.space. I also have a recent book out called Stars, Myths and Syllables, likely available near you. Once again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, evening or night. Om Godspeed and God bless.